Hi, I'm Lori Pike from WKIT, WZON, and WDME, the Zone Corporation, and I am an account executive.
And you saw a live presentation of how to get past the gatekeeper, advanced strategies for sales professionals.
That's correct.
And was it a complete waste of time?
No.
What was the experience like for you?
Well, I will tell you this. The very first thing I did when I returned home was change my voicemail message.
Aha. Now, there's this interesting. That probably was not something you were expecting to hear about during that seminar.
No.
And what we're talking about is the fact that if you call a salesperson, a lot of salespeople get return calls, and a potential client is calling back, and they get the salesperson's voicemail, and most salespeople leave the wrong kind of message on their own voicemail. It gives the wrong impression.
And I'm guilty of being the bubbly, cheruby type. So.
And you replaced it
with something with more of an even tone,
now,
more professional.
When you recorded the new message, could you feel a difference just in doing it?
Definitely.
Okay. It's funny how the little things that most of us don't think of can make a huge difference. In general, what were you expecting when you went into a seminar entitled How to Get Past the Gatekeeper? Realistically, did you expect to hear anything new?
I guess no, but I knew that you'd have some great tips. You always do. There are always some very insightful pieces of information that you offer at every seminar that I've attended.
Oh, that's very kind. Were you expecting to hear things like call before 8 or after 5 when the boss is probably still there but the gatekeeper has left?
Definitely.
And, cute little messages to leave, things like that.
Well, and I had unfortunately gone to another seminar similar to that a couple of years ago with a different speaker who I will not name, and very disappointed with his presentation. Basically, he was planning to throw out the big guns and this is how you do this and that. Well, great, on a budget like yours, you can afford to do that. I cannot.
So you had seen a system, and I don't know who the person was or what the system is, but a system that perhaps would work if you had enough budget and resources to do it?
Right.
Okay, and what you learned at this session, did it require any money at all?
No.
Are there any concepts you can think of that you took away with you that were surprising to you, that you knew you'd be able to use, and that you were able to use?
One of the other important things that was reinforced for me, something that I try to do but don't always make a habit of doing, is using a specific tone when I call for a particular client or a prospect.
So this would be when you get the gatekeeper, in addition to the words you say, your tone of voice carries a certain message.
That's correct.
And we, in the seminar, we dealt a lot with voice tonality and voice pitch, especially at the beginning. And I always wonder when I'm introducing that aspect of this topic, I'm wondering if people in the audience are thinking, oh, this is irrelevant. Do you recall, going back in time, do you recall when I introduced the concept of voice tonality and pitch, if you're thinking, oh, yeah, this is stuff that I already know or it's irrelevant, or did it immediately seem to jump out at you?
It jumped out, definitely. And, it's easier to point a finger at someone else in the office who does it. And so there were 5 of us from our sales team that attended that particular seminar. And there's one in particular that we all looked at each other and thought, oh, my goodness, he does this. Or doesn't do it and needs to be informed.
Well, and it's funny, when you get phone calls, whether at home or at work, you immediately can tell if it's a salesperson or not.
Oh, definitely.
And so you make your judgments, and I think it's safe to assume other people are making those judgments about you. In the seminar, we teach a very specific way to keep control of the conversation with a gatekeeper. Were you able to use that aspect of it?
Definitely, and that was something that really opened my eyes.
So you found yourself thinking to previous conversations in which the gatekeeper really had control of the conversation?
Yes, definitely.
And you were following that person rather than leading?
Exactly.
Isn't it remarkable how easily you can take control if you simply are aware of it?
Yes, it is.